Hi. Can I speak to Yvonne, please?
You already are. Can I help you?
This is Susie Costello from Torchwood 3.
You sound wet.
I am wet. So wet. I'm stood in a bus shelter and it's not helping.
Let me guess. Well?
Yeah. The kind of place only Jack would send someone. Oh, hold on. That's my bus. Hey! Stop! Stop! No, 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 no! Oh, damn!
He didn't stop. Look, would you like me to send you a cab?
Really, I'm fine. It's just been a long day. Anyway, I've something which may interest you.
Tip for you. Always negotiate from a position of strength, not a bus shelter.
True. Right now, I'd give you the world for a warm towel and a cup of cocoa.
Oh, cocoa, my favourite. And let me guess, you'd like a job at Canary Wharf. That's normally why someone from Torchwood 3 called.
No, actually. It's about something I found. Something, you know...
Wait, I'll have to stop you there. You know that black auctions of alien artefacts are not permitted.
Yes, but it isn't why Jack sent me here. He wanted to find out what was going on in this town. Tiny Welsh place, Aberfair. Here's the thing. No one's left it. Not for years. No one visits, no one leaves. And do you know what I found?
Nothing.
The place is dead. The only factory's been shut for years. But get this. That doesn't stop everyone, young and old, from going to work there at 9 sharp until 5 sharp, then going home and staying there until the next day.
Intriguing. What are they making?
Well, right. This is the thing. Okay.
Go on. Take your time. No, no, it's fine. Yeah, tell them to wait, Yanta. This is important. Thanks. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm making such a meal of this. The factory, Ovid Industries, the people there, they seem to be making each other.
What?
Life-size dolls of people from the town. Same clothes and everything. I mean, I looked up Ovid. At first, nothing. But they make...
Sex dolls. I once went to a Tupperware party that turned out not to be selling Tupperware. Cheese, wine, and did I want to buy a plastic Brad Pitt? Oh, some people.
Exactly. But these were just ordinary people.
I see. Well, I don't know who's behind that, but we know how it ends.
A town full of alien replacements.
Don't worry. We can have a burn squad with you in half an hour.
No need. Workers went home at 5. At 5:15, I blew up the factory.
Oh, well, that's punctual.
Called the fire brigade. Guess what? No one came. The people of the town didn't react. Didn't come after me. Sat at home watching TV. Welsh TV. My guess is they'll just stay there. Job done.
That's a bit.
I know in London you probably have big resolutions, but Torchwood 3, we tend not to. Qualified success is our mission statement.
You've been working for Jack Hartness too long.
Anyway, I found something on the factory floor. A lump of silver.
Go on.
Now, don't panic, but... I think I've found Object 1.
No. Get away.
As far as I can tell, they had no idea what it was. They were just using it as a beam projector. And I've got it. The bad penny. In a carrier bag.
I'm sending the Brindisi flyer for you. 20 minutes tops.
Well, I'm standing on a road by the...
Don't worry. I know exactly where you are. Don't move, will you?
I wouldn't dream of it.
I'll buy you dinner. Then we can have a nice little chat about your future career.
Oh, I'd love that.
Excellent. Don't go anywhere. Ciao.
Did she buy it?
Totally.
The sooner we get the bad penny out of Wales, the better.
Do you really think that object is cursed?
Maybe.
And what's the worst that can happen? After all, Torchwood London's not going anywhere.
More's the pity. Good job, Susie Costello. You're surprisingly devious.
Thanks.
And to think, I'd be pegged as a daddy's girl.
Daddy's girl.
Suresh, is now a good time to talk? Excellent. Listen, you might want to give Miss Trent at Ovid a bell and let them know their Aberfair project has gone up in smoke. literally. No, no, don't worry. We can deny any involvement. Assure them of that. Just tell them it was a cowboy at Torchwood, Cardiff. Oh, I know, bless. They stumbled across it. Might want to warn Ovid to be a bit more cautious about it. Put together a training package for them. An expensive one. No need to step in. Keep leading them on. We need to find out what the committee are up to before we decide what action to take. But yes, play this right, and it could be a useful shot across the bows. Never hurts. Now, one more thing. Guess what? Wales's answer to Annie Oakley is right now in a hyperjet here with a present for me in a carrier bag. Now, of course, it's not a bag for life. They don't have them in Wales. But guess what the present is? No? Give up. It's Object One. Yes, seriously. It was embedded in the equipment. Clearly, they had no idea what they were using. And now we're getting it. I know. Today's my lucky day.
And that was, I suppose, the beginning of the end for Torchwood One.